Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the only show where your hosts are still trying to get their smart fridge to stop judging their midnight snacking habits.
Hey, it's not judging, Alex. It's just concerned. I'm Jamie, lover of tech and midnight cheese platters.
And I'm Alex, resident explainer, breaker-downer of all things nerdy and AI. Today, we're diving into Google's latest magic trick, Gemini Omni, or as I like to call it, the world model that makes your sci-fi daydreams into video, one awkward prompt at a time.
Yes, so if you've ever wished you could just talk to your video editor instead of learning 17 hotkeys, this episode is for you.
Okay, let's start from the top. Gemini Omni is Google's brand new world model for video. They dropped it at Google I/O 2026, so if you felt a disturbance in the AI force around May 19th, that's why.
Wait, world model? Is that like it knows everything about the world, or is it just really good at pretending to?
Great question. So in AI speak, a world model doesn't just spit out video based on text. It actually tries to reason about reality. It simulates how stuff should happen, using knowledge of physics, history, culture, that sort of thing. So if you ask it to make a video of a penguin breakdancing on Mars, it'll at least try to make the gravity look right. Sorry, penguin.
So it's like the AI isn't just painting a picture, it's actually thinking, what should happen next in this scene, instead of just mashing pixels.
Exactly. Omni's the next leap after Google's Nano Banana. Remember that image generator from last year?
How could I forget? My profile pic still looks like a Picasso fever dream thanks to Nano Banana.
Omni is like Nano Banana, but for video. It brings that same intelligence to moving images. And the headline feature? Conversational editing.
Okay, this is the part I'm super curious about. How does conversational editing even work? Like, do I just talk to it?
Pretty much. You feed it a video or even just a text description, and then you converse with it. You can say things like, move the camera behind the violinist. Now, make the violin invisible. Actually, put them in a sci-fi city. And Omni remembers the context, keeps the characters consistent, and doesn't have to start over every time.
So, if I make a typo and say make the violinist invisible, is it going to erase my main character?
Only if you want to make every orchestra conductor's dream come true. But yeah, it's surprisingly good at following the thread of your edits, like a video that's actually listening to you. Every instruction builds on the last, so you're not stuck redoing work.
That's wild. And what kind of stuff can I feed into it? Just text?
Nope, it's multimodal. So you can give it text, images, existing videos, even voice recordings as references. Want your video to light up to the beat of your favorite song? You can do that. Well, for now, just with voice, but broader audio support is coming soon.
So I can finally have my dog barking in sync with Beethoven's Fifth. The world isn't ready.
Neither is Omni, but it's getting there.
What about these avatars I keep seeing people talk about? Is that like a digital me doing TikTok dances so I don't have to?
Pretty much. You can create a digital avatar that looks and sounds like you, using your own voice. Google's keeping it responsible, though. Editing other people's audio or speech in video isn't live yet. They're still testing, probably to avoid the inevitable put my boss in a musical requests.
Missed opportunity, Google. My boss as Hamilton would be...
Maybe next version, Jamie.
So where can people actually use Gemini Omni? Do I need to sell a kidney?
Good news. You can try it free right now on YouTube Shorts or the YouTube Create app. If you want the full editing experience, you'll need a Google AI subscription. Entry level is AI Plus at $7.99 a month, then there's Pro at $19.99, and Ultra tiers for power users or developers. Think $100 or $200 a month if you're feeling fancy.
Dang, that's a lot of tiers. Like a cake you need a PhD to cut.
Or at least a spreadsheet. But for most folks, the free YouTube path is a great way to get your feet wet.
Now, Google's got another video AI out there, Veo 3.1. How's Omni different from Veo? Are we talking Coke versus Pepsi or apples and oranges?
More like apples and apple pie. Veo is all about photorealistic, super high-res short clips. You want a 4K cinema-grade 8-second shot of a dragon, Veo's your tool. Omni, though, is built for reasoning, multi-input mashups, and conversational editing. It's less about, does this look like real life, and more about, how can I create and edit a story across different inputs?
So you'd use Veo if you want to impress Spielberg and Omni if you want to collaborate with your AI video sidekick.
Nailed it.
What about developers? Can they plug into Omni yet?
Not yet. Google says API access is coming in the next few weeks, but no firm date. So if you want to build on top of it, just hang tight. For now, Veo's API is still the go-to if you need a video model in your app today.
I'll tell my friend who tried to build a cat video generator at our last hackathon. He's been waiting for this moment.
Tell him to keep his paws crossed.
Groan, we apologize for nothing. Oh, one last thing. Is there a watermark? Are my AI videos secretly labeled?
Good catch. Every Omni video has an invisible SynthID watermark. No opt-out. Google says that's for media accountability, so the world knows what's AI generated. You can even verify an Omni video through the Gemini app or Google search.
No sneaky deepfakes for you, unless your dog is Beethoven.
Don't give the AI ideas, Jamie.
All right, Alex, bottom line, is Gemini Omni worth trying now?
If you want to create video by hand, or, you know, by conversation, absolutely. It's a whole new way to make and edit video. If you're a developer, keep an eye out for that API. Either way, the age of conversational, world-aware AI video is here, and your fridge is still judging you.
Always. All right, that's a wrap for today's Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to rate, subscribe, and send us your weirdest Gemini Omni prompts.
We want to see those penguins on Mars, people. Until next time, stay nerdy.